奉主耶稣圣名圣道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
我们请翻开雅各书第四章。
Let us turn to James chapter 4.
雅各书第四章第八节。
James chapter 4 verse 8. James chapter 4 verse 8. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
雅各长老在这里提醒我们这一些来敬拜神的人。
Elder James gives us this reminder, the people who worship God.
我们要洁净我们的手，也要洁净我们的心。
We need to cleanse our hands and purify our hearts.
因为我们的神是一位真实存在的神。
For our God is the true and living God.
我们来到教会亲近神，
When we come to church to draw near to God,
神就必亲近我们。
God will draw near to us.
他要说的意思是，神是确实存在的。
What he wanted to emphasize is that God is truly, God truly exists.
因此，我们来到他的面前来敬拜这一位同在的神，我们的确要认真。
Therefore, when we come to draw near to this God, we must be serious in our attitude.
正如摩西看到火烧那个荆棘的时候
，Just as when Moses saw the burning bush，
这是什么事情呢
？What incident was that？
有火烧，但是为什么荆棘又没有被烧掉
？How was it that there was fire， but then the bush was not burned？
这是我的幻想吗
？Was it my imagination？
所以他说我要去看清楚这到底是怎么一回事。
And he wanted to take a closer look。
然后他就听到神对他说话
And he heard the voice of God speaking to him
你要把你脚上的鞋脱下因为你现在站的是圣地
You must remove the sandals from your feet for you are standing on holy ground
在这个时候摩西知道他不是幻想神的确是显现与他同在了
At this time Moses realized that he was not imagining things but God was truly abiding with him
所以他脱掉他的鞋很虔诚地在神的面前领受神的教训
and with a reverent heart he removed his sandals and received the instructions from God
雅各长老的意思就是这个意思
this was what Elder James meant
我们今天的确是来到神的面前
today we truly come before God
当我们奉主耶稣圣名聚会的时候
when we begin the service in the name of the Lord Jesus
主耶稣按照他所应许的话
according to his promise
我就与你们同在
Jesus says that I will be with you
不管是多少个人
No matter how big the congregation is
只要他奉主的名聚会
As long as it is the service is conducted in the name of the Lord Jesus
我就在你们中间
I will be in your midst
因此我们在信仰上在我们的敬拜事上我们要认真
With regard to things of the faith and worship we must be serious
要怎么样认真呢
How are we to be serious in this matter?
他说要洁净你们的手，要洁净你们的心。
We need to cleanse our hands and purify our hearts.
因为我们的神是圣洁的。
For our God is a holy God.
我们不要误会他不能够忍受我们的不圣洁，或者嫌弃我们的不圣洁。
We must not misunderstand our God. It is not that he will reject.People who are unholy.
如果真的是这样，我们早就不能够存活在他的面前了。
For if this is the case, none of us will be able to stand before him.
反倒他因为我们的不圣洁而甘愿为我们流血而死，来洁净我们的罪。
On the contrary, he is able to accept us not because we are holy, but because we are unholy, and he is willing to sacrifice and cleanse us with his precious blood.
他并不是要用他的荣耀来威吓我们。
He is not using his glory to threaten us.
反倒他是以他的恩典怜悯我们。
But he shows grace to us with his mercy.
因为他知道有一天他要按照公义审判天下的。
For he knows that he will judge the world in righteousness one day.
所以如果我们不洁净自己的话，我们怎么站立在神的面前呢
？And if we do not purify ourselves, how can we stand before him?
所以他为我们的罪而死。
He has sacrificed himself for our sins.
所以他差遣圣灵来帮助我们。
And he has sent the Holy Spirit to help us.
他也用他的先知仆人讲解道理来勉励我们。
He has used his servants and prophets to give us admonishment.
目的就是要我们洁净自己。
This is for us to purify ourselves.
所以我们要努力灵修，并不是因为我们害怕神。
The reason why we are nurturing ourselves spiritually is not because we are afraid of God.
反而我们因此感觉到神的爱。
But on the other hand, we felt the love of God.
我们不愿意对不起他，辜负他所留的保险。
We do not want to disappoint the Lord and to make ourselves unworthy of His precious blood.
也因为我们尊敬这样一位圣洁、荣耀的神，竟然这样的爱我们这一些卑微污秽的人。
And we do so because we revere our God who is so glorious, and yet He is able to accept men who are so lowly.
因此我们要努力的灵修
and therefore we must nurture ourselves spiritually
来表达我们对主耶稣的爱，来表达我们对他的尊敬，
to show our love and our reverence for the Lord.
我们的信仰不是一个幻想的，
our faith is not an imagination.
有真理的见证，有圣灵的见证，
it has the testimony of the truth and the Holy Spirit.
我们的确是来到神的面前，
we have truly come before the face of God.
我们亲近神，神就必亲近我们，与我们同在。
If we draw near to God, God will surely draw near and abide with us.
因此我们要记住这一件事，
we must always remember this.
我们来到神的面前亲近神，我们要洁净我们的心灵。
When we come before God to draw near to Him, we must purify our inner self.
那要怎么样洁净我们的心灵呢？
How then should we purify ourselves?
有三件很基本但却是很重要的。
There are three very basic but very important areas.
第一，就是要我们自己心里面立志要除去我们心里的污秽。
Firstly, in our hearts we must resolve to get rid of all filthiness.
请看耶利米书的第四章。
Jeremiah chapter 4.
耶利米书第四章。
Jeremiah chapter 4.
十四节。
Verse 14. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 14. O Jerusalem, wash your heart from wickedness, that you may be saved. How long shall your evil thoughts lodge within you?
神在那边观看以色列选民。
God was looking at the chosen people, the Israelites.
恶念存在你的心里要到几时呢？
How long shall evil thoughts lodge within you?
他们根本没有下功夫，也没有下决心来除去他们心里的污秽。
They did not put in any diligence and perseverance to get rid of the evil from within themselves.
神说，如果继续是这样，审判就临到了，而且已经临到了。
And if they would remain in that state,Judgment will come upon them, and now judgment is near.
在第三节，神说
，Verse 3, God says,
耶路撒冷的人啊，你们要开垦你们的荒地
，Break up your fallow ground, you inhabitants of Jerusalem.
不要撒种在荆棘中
，Do not sow among thorns.
第四节
，Verse 4,
耶和华说，要将心里的污秽除掉
，Circumcise yourself to the Lord and remove.Take away the foreskins of your heart.
恐怕我的愤怒因你们的恶行化作如火早起，甚至无人能以熄灭。
Lest my fury come forth like fire and burn, so that no one can quench it.
可是他们不听神的劝告。
But they did not adhere to the instructions of God.
终于审判临到了。
And finally, judgment came upon them.
圣殿毁灭。
The temple was destroyed.
他们都被抓到巴比伦去了。
And they were taken captive to Babylon.
农夫撒种之前，他一定要开垦荒地。
Before the farmer sows the seed, they have to break the fallow ground.
他们要把杂草除尽。
They have to get rid of the weeds and thorns.
要不然撒种下去是白费心机的。
Otherwise, they will be wasting their efforts in their sowing.
神的道就是种子，生命的种子。
The word of God is like a seed, the seed of life.
那为什么不能够在我们的心里发芽成长呢
？How is it that the seed is not able to take root in our hearts.
因为我们心灵的荒地并没有开垦，杂草并没有除去。
It is because spiritually we have not broken up the fallow ground and removed the thorns.
所以神要我们下定决心。
God wants us to be resolved.
有一种决心要来开垦我们的心灵，要除去我们心中的污秽。
To resolve to remove, to break the fallow ground and remove the.Impurities from our hearts.
那我们所说心里的污秽到底是什么呢
？And what are these filthiness in the heart?
请看马可福音第七章。
Mark chapter 7.
马可福音第七章。
Mark chapter 7.
我们读二十节到二十三节。
Verses 20 to 23. And he said, "What comes out of a man, that defiles a man. For from within, out of the heart of man, proceed evil thoughts." adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile a man.
当主耶稣跟他的门徒吃饭之前没有洗手,
when Jesus and his disciples ate of the meal, but they had not washed their hands,
所谓没有洗手就是说没有按照犹太人所定下的洁净礼来洗净他们的手,
when we say that they did not wash their hands, it meant that they did not follow the traditions and customs set by the Pharisees in cleansing.
所以他们就说主耶稣他们不圣洁了,
and they claimed that Jesus and his disciples were unholy.
主耶稣就教导他们,
and the Lord Jesus taught them.
他说从外面进入的,
what enters a man does not defile a man.
因为不是进入他的心, 乃是进入他的肚腹, 最后是落到茅厕里的,
but it did not it enters not into his heart but into his stomach, and then it is cleared away.
重要的是从人里面出来的, 那个才能够污秽人。
But what comes out of a man, that is more crucial, that defiles a man.
不圣洁的并不是我们的外表, 不圣洁的是我们的内心。
When something is unholy, it does not refer to the appearance, but it refers to the heart.
因为人心里面有很多的污秽,
for there are many evil thoughts in the hearts of men.
那主耶稣在这里举出来了,
and Jesus Christ listed the examples.
也许我们没有前面所说的那么严重,
perhaps we may not have committed as serious as some of these things mentioned.
但是你仔细想一想,
but if you should think carefully,
里面是不是有一些就是我们 同样犯上的毛病呢?
Not some of these evil things similarly committed by us?
就是说这一些都是从里面出来的而且能够污秽人。
And Jesus said that all these come from within a man and they can defile a man.
所以主要是要我们洁净我们心中的污秽。
And the Lord Jesus wants us to purify or to get rid of the evil things from ourselves.
这与外面所定的那一些规矩那种洁净礼事实上是没有什么关系的。
And those tradition of cleansing set by the elders was not important or crucial.
可是有时候我们却忽略了这一点。
But sometimes we ignore this thing.
我们在乎外表上的虔诚, 外表上的样式。
We merely pay attention to reverence according to our appearance.
但是我们忽略了真正的虔诚是从内心而开始的。
But we have forgotten that true reverence comes from within the heart.
心里的污秽不止污秽人也污秽了自己。
The evil of the heart not only defiles others, it will also defile ourselves.
苏东坡有一个好朋友是一位老和尚。
A man has a good friend, an old monk.
那他们这两个好朋友常常斗嘴的。
And both of them are always bickering.
有一次苏东坡就找这个老和尚。
Once this man told the old monk,
他们就在那边打坐,
and they were actually meditating together.
那么突然间苏东坡问他老和尚说, 老和尚, 你看我打坐起来像什么?
And the man asked his friend the monk, when I meditate, what do I look like?
老和尚就很虔诚地告诉他,
the old monk said very reverently to him,
在我的眼中你打坐起来就好像佛一样。
When you are in the position of meditation, you look like Buddha.
那么老和尚就问, 那你看我打坐起来又像什么呢?
And the old monk asked the question in return.
老和尚人又老了, 皮肤又皱了, 穿着那个 佛的那个袈裟, 看起来一大堆在地上。 那么苏东坡就恶作剧说, 我看你打坐起来好像一堆牛粪。
And the old monk, being old, he was full of wrinkles, and together with the cassock that he wears, he looks very dread, and Su Tong Po actually said that you look like a heap of dung.
老和尚就笑笑,
and the old monk smiled,
没有说什么话,
he did not say anything in
return. 苏东坡笑得很开心,
and Su Tong Po was laughing to himself.
这一次我就赢过你了,
this time round, I have gained the upper hand.
我占了你的便宜。
I have taken advantage of you.
所以他回家的时候很高兴。
And when he returned home, he was still in joy.
他的妹妹苏小妹也是一个才女，就问他，哎，哥哥今天怎么这么高兴啊？
And The younger sister asked him, "Elder brother, why are you so happy today?"
他说：“今天我赢了火印大师了。
”Today I have, taken or I have been victorious over that old monk.
苏小妹很奇怪，你怎么能够赢他呢？到底怎么样赢法
？The younger sister was, astonished. How can you gain the upper hand over this monk?
苏东坡就告诉他了。
And 苏东坡 replied.
那么苏小妹听了就很生气。
When the younger sister heard it, she was angry.
你自己输了，你还在那边大笑。
You have lost, and yet you are still laughing.
她说我怎么输呢？ So, 我明明占了他的便宜，他也没有话好说。
I have taken advantage of him, and he did not say anything in return. How can you say I have lost?
她说你真的是不明白啊。
And she said you truly did not understand.
老和尚心中有的是佛，所以他看到一切都是佛，都是美好的。
The old monk has Buddha in his heart, and whatever he sees is good and noble.
那你看到的都是不好，是牛粪，那可见你心里有的是牛粪啊。
And whatever you see looks like cow dung, it shows that you are so impure in your heart.
也许我们认为这是佛家的道理了。
Perhaps you may think to yourself, this is a teaching of.This is a Buddhist teaching.
当然，佛家有佛家一些它独特的道理。
Of course, Buddhists they are unique in certain ways in their teaching.
可是真理不管在哪一个宗教都存在的。
But truth exists in whatever religion you can find.
主耶稣这样说。
And the Lord Jesus says.
请看路加福音的第六章。
Luke chapter 6.
路加福音第六章。
Luke chapter 6.
我们读43到45节。
Verses 43 to 45.Verses 43 to 45. For a good tree does not bear bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For men do not gather figs from thorns, nor do they gather grapes from a bramble bush. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaks.
主耶稣讲得很清楚。
The Lord has said very clearly,
从人心里所存的口里就说出来。
What is in the heart of a person is manifested from his speech.
如果他的心是善良的，他说出来的、所表现出来、让人家看出的也是善良的。
If he is kind-hearted, whatever he says will show his kindness.
如果我们听到的、看到的都是恶的，那么证明这个人心里所存的也是恶的。
If we only see and hear evil, it shows that.There is only evil in the heart.
当然有一些恶人会说好话。
Of course, we do not deny the fact that some evil men may say good things.
他只能够圆满一时，他却不能够永远装下去的。
But they are only able to, cover up only for a short period of time, but they cannot pretend forever.
假是不能够变成真的，可是真永远是真的。
What is false cannot turn into truth.But what is true remains true.
因此，我们在信仰生活里面
，in our life of faith，
我们让人家听到的、看到的是什么呢
？What do people perceive of us？
所以主耶稣告诉我们
，The Lord Jesus says，
我们要洁净我们的内心，我们要灵修我们的内心。
If we want to cleanse our hearts, we must nurture ourselves spiritually.
你帮你的手脚都没有用的，因为一切都是由你的心而发出的。
It is of no use even if you should bind your hands and legs for what comes from the heart.
请看以弗所书第四章
Ephesians chapter 4
30节到32节
Verses 30 to 32 Ephesians chapter 4 verses 30 to 32 And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God by whom you were sealed for the day of redemptionLet all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ also forgave you.
如果我们心里面整天都存着那一种的愤怒、嫉妒、骄傲，这的确是会让圣灵担忧的。
If we merely have anger, clamor, and jealousy in our hearts,Then we will grieve the Holy Spirit.
因为许许多多的恶都是由我们心开始。
A lot of evil starts from our heart.
所以我们应当祈求主的帮助。
We must pray that the Lord help us.
当我们心中有这一切的恶念产生的时候，应该就要制止它、消灭它。
When we are starting to have evil thoughts in us, we must pray that the Lord will put a stop to it.
不要任凭自己继续的发怒，继续的骄傲，继续的放纵。
Do not allow ourselves to continue to be angry, to be proud, and to be jealous.
我们想，为什么圣灵在担忧呢？圣灵不立刻鞭打他，不是好吗？
We may wonder how come a person can grieve the Holy Spirit. Can't the Holy Spirit, punish the person?
圣灵在那边担忧，又帮不了我的忙，圣灵又痛苦，我们又犯罪。
The Holy Spirit seems helpless, and the Holy Spirit seems grief, and we are not helped.
所以当我们心里一有恶念的时候，圣灵立刻就管教我们，那不是多好吗？
If we have evil thoughts in our hearts, and the Holy Spirit chastises us immediately, isn't that good?
所以我们从这里可以发现到，圣灵并没有强逼任何一个人。
From here we can see that the Holy Spirit does not compel any person.
邪灵是要控制一个人的。
The evil spirit will control a person.
不，你不愿意，他也会逼到你愿意。
Even if a person is reluctant, he is compelled and forced to do it.
可是圣灵刚刚好相反。
But the Holy Spirit acts in the opposite way.
所以祷告的人被圣灵充满，他是很清醒的。
A person who is filled with the Holy Spirit in his prayer, he remains sober.
他有他的意志的。
He has his own, he has control over his own thought.
他可以顺从圣灵，他也可以拒绝圣灵的感动。
He is able to submit to the guidance of the Holy Spirit or reject the motivation of the Holy Spirit.
而当圣灵感动的时候，我们立刻就醒悟，知道我们错，我们就认罪悔改，我们就得胜了。
If we are moved by the Holy Spirit and we submit to the motivations, we repent of our sins and we are victorious.
可是有时候我们不理圣灵的感动的，我们继续生气下去，继续骂下去。
Sometimes we ignore the motivations of the Holy Spirit, we remain angry, and we continue to scold.
因此圣灵就担忧了。
And if we act in this manner, the Holy Spirit becomes grieved.
因为你立志要顺从情欲啊。
For you resolve to submit to your fleshly desires.
所以我们要洁净心里的污秽。
We must therefore cleanse the impurities from our hearts.
我们的决定是很重要的。
We must be resolved.
因此我们第一点就是要要求大家立志除去心里的污秽。
Therefore the first thing is for all of us to be resolved to get rid of the impurities.
要不然圣灵的感动，道理的勉励，对你还是一样没有帮助。
Otherwise the motivations of the Holy Spirit, the encouragement of the Word of God will not be effective in you.
好，第二就是要读圣经。
Secondly, we must read the Holy Bible.
也许我们觉得读圣经也没有什么功效。
You may think to yourself, reading the Bible is also ineffective.
真的没有功效吗？
Is it truly ineffective?
请看诗篇119篇。
Psalm 119.
诗篇一百一十九篇。
Psalm 119.
第九节。
Verse 9.
少年人要用什么洁净他的行为呢？
How can a young man cleanse his way?
他的答案是要遵循你的话。
The answer is by taking heed according to your word.
我一心寻求了你，求你不要叫我偏离你的命令。
With my whole heart, I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments.
11节。
Verse 11.
我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you.
第6节。
Verse 6.
我看重你的一切命令，就不至于羞愧。
Then I would not be ashamed when I look into all your commandments.
神的话是有功效的。
The word of God is truly effective.
问题是你是用什么样的态度？
The question is, with what attitude do you treat the word of God?
你有没有一心寻求呢？
Do you seek it diligently?
你有没有把它放在心里，还是当作耳边风呢？
Have you placed the word of God in your heart, or do you just allow it to be forgotten?
你是不是真的看重这神的一切命令呢？
Do you really take heed of all the commandments of God?
这一切都是我们心里的态度问题。
All this reflects the attitude of the heart.
事实上，我们对圣经的态度并没有这么样的认真。
In actual fact, we are not very serious towards the Bible.
我们知道神的话是好的，我们应该听神的话。
We know that the word of God is good and we ought to listen.
但是只有这一些知道是没有用的。
But with this knowledge, it is useless.
既然它这么样重要，那么我们的反应是什么呢？
Since it is so important, how do we react to it?
从你的反应也可以知道它是多重要啊。
From your reaction, we can see what attitude, how important you place the word of God to be.
如果你真的是那么样的看重它是那么样的重要，你的态度跟你所表现的行动是不一样的。
If you truly pay emphasis and treat it with importance, then your attitude towards it will be manifested differently.
我们如果尊重神的话，神也尊重我们。
If we show respect to the word of God, God will also show respect to us.
他也会保护我们。
He will also protect us.
可是如果我们藐视神的话，看轻神的话，这个人也一样被神所看轻和拒绝的。
But if we despise the word of God and make a mockery of it, then similarly God will reject such a person.
所以你看，为什么有一些人却得到神的恩典保护？
This is the reason why we can see that some people receive the grace and protection of God.
但是有一些人却是被神拒绝的。
But there are some who are rejected by God.
就拿以色列人来说。
Take the Israelites as an example.
你看当他们藐视神的话的时候。
When we see that they despise the word of God,
神的管教就临到了。
The chastisement of God came upon them.
可是他们找到圣经的时候。
But when they found the word of the law,
他们认真追求神的话。
When they sought diligently to keep the word of God.
他们信仰就得到复兴，他们就得到神的祝福。
They were able to revive in their faith and receive blessings.
所以一个人对神的话的心理态度是怎样，是很重要的。
So it is very important for us, it is very important to see with what attitude we treat the word of God.
请看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第二章。
First Thessalonians chapter 2.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章
First Thessalonians chapter 2
十三节
Verse 13 Chapter 2 verse 13 For this reason we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God which you heard from us, you welcomed it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe.
你看有许多地方的人都听到保罗传的福音。
People of many places received the gospel preached by Paul.
但是很多地方的人都拒绝保罗。
But the people in many places rejected the preaching of Paul.
可是保罗来到帖撒罗尼迦这个地方。
But when Paul came to this place, Thessalonica,
这些人不但信主了。
Not only do these people believe in the Lord,
而且他们遭受很大的迫害。
They received a lot of persecution.
不只是在信仰上，在他们的生活上也有许多的困苦。
Not only in their faith, they also met with difficulties in their livelihood.
但是他们并没有因此而离开神的道理。
But those things did not cause them to depart from the word of God.
保罗在这里称赞他们。
And Paul praised them here.
因为你们不以为这是人的道理。
For you did not treat the word of God as the word of man.
你乃是以为这的确是神的道理。
You treat it as the truth, the word of God.
所以他们持守这个道，他们遵守这个道，也不离开这个道。
Therefore, they place emphasis on the word of God. They kept the words of God, and they did not depart from it.
保罗说，这个道实在是神的道，并且运行在你们信主的人心中的。
And it is in truth the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe.
这个道能够保守我们的心灵，能够洁净我们的心灵的。
The word is able to preserve our soul and to purify our soul.
因为这个道并不只是一种的教训而已，而它的确就是神的话。
The word is not just teachings, but it is truly the word of God.
人的话听的就是这样算了，或者觉得很好听，或者觉得很感动。
If it is the word of man, we can just ignore it, or we may be encouraged by it, but after that, it is of not much effect.
而那种的感动可以说只是我们感情上情绪上的感动而已。
Or even when we are moved by the word, we are actually moved because of our feelings.
可是神的道不只是感动我们的肉体，感动我们的感情，更重要的是进入我们的心灵里面。
The word of God not only moves us emotionally, it will also enter deep into our soul.
让我们的灵真的能够醒悟过来。
So that spiritually we will be revived.
情绪上的感动当然是好了。
When you are moved emotionally, this is good.
但是最重要的是要灵里面的感动。
But what is more important is to be moved in the spirit.
灵的部分就是人跟神之间交通的那个部分。
The spiritual domain is the aspect where man communicate with God.
情绪上大概是我们人的魂的感动，我们的思想，我们的感情。
When we are moved emotionally, it is just our feelings. It is something that is...
可是我们的灵却是沉睡的。
But then our spirit remains asleep.
所以他对人很好，很有感情，很有爱心，但是他对神却是无动于衷的。
And certain people, they may be moved emotionally, or they have the feelings of love, but then towards God, they still remain unmoved.
可是神的道就要运行在人的心里面，把他的灵唤醒起来。
But the word of God can penetrate into the spirit and revive a person spiritually.
让他醒悟过来。
So that the person is, the person becomes sober.
有没有感觉到有时候我们就是这样啊、很情绪化的，我们就决定了这件事情。
Do we feel that sometimes we make a decision out of our own temperament and emotions?
可是当我们冷静下来的时候
，But when we quieten ourselves,
我们好像忽然醒过来。
Suddenly, it dawns upon us.
我们想到一些关于神方面的事情去。
We become sober and we think of things related to God.
我们就很后悔，为什么我会做这样的决定呢
？Then we feel, we regret our actions.
啊。那一种的醒悟是很重要的。
This kind of revival is important.
那就是灵的一种的醒悟。
It shows that you are spiritually sober.
可是那个灵的醒悟常常是沉睡的。
Very often the spirit remains asleep.
所以我们要祈求神的道理来感动我们。
We must pray that the word of God will be able to move us.
强调在信主的人当中，意思是说，你们必须要有这样的信心来相信，才能够接受。
When he says that it is able to effective work in people who believe, it shows that people who believe and have faith will be able to receive the encouragement.
请看希伯来书第四章
，Hebrews chapter 4,
第二节
，verse 2。Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2 For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it.
其同样听道理，有些人得到益处悔改，但有一些人听了，他说我们有什么感觉啊？
The gospel was preached to different people, but for some they profited from it.For some, they did not profit at all.
有些人听了很受感动，就醒悟过来；有些人听了还是迷迷糊糊。
Some they were moved by the word and they became sober, but for some they still remain muddle-headed.
那么作者就解释，因为这一些人没有信心跟所听见的道调和。
The author explained it to be people who did not profit from the word, they did not mix with faith.When they hear it.
好像奶粉一样，奶粉就是奶粉。可是当你用水跟它调和的时候，就变成很容易喝，也很好喝的牛奶了。
Milk powder will remain in powdery form unless you mix it with water. It will become milk that is easy to drink.
所以我们听道理，好像有一些人好像吃奶粉一样，怎么能够吃得下呢？但是有一些人却好像喝奶一样，这对我们有利又好吃，也很喜欢喝。
Some people listen to the word of God as if they are eating milk powder. It is difficult to swallow, but some receive it as milk, and it is easy to drink and nutritious for us.
是因为他用信心跟所听的道调和了。
And it is because they have mixed with faith when they hear it.
正如同保罗对帖撒罗尼迦教会所说的。
And this was what Paul said to the church in Thessalonica.
他们把神的道真正当作是神的道，而不是人的道。
The believers treated the word as the word of God and not as word of man.
你们都是听道的人。
You are all hearers of the word.
你真的把所听的道当作是神的道吗？
Do you truly treat what you hear as the word of God?
你真的是这样相信吗？
Do you believe it in this manner?
还是你是认为，哦，这个人很会讲道哦，哦，这个人很有学问哦？
Or do you merely treat it as this person is very eloquent, this person is knowledgeable?
哦，这个人讲的故事很好听哦。
Or this person tells us good stories.
有时候我也觉得很失望。
Sometimes I feel disappointed.
他只是听故事，但他听不到我要讲里面神的道吗？
They only hear the story, but can't they perceive the teachings of God?
所以如果我们没有听到神的道，只听到故事而已，那真的是很失败的。
If we did not hear the word of God, we merely hear the stories, then it is still a failure.
那对我们的灵命没有帮助的。
It will be of no help to us spiritually.
我们的灵不会 醒悟过来的。
And our spirit will not be revived.
所以十二节他说
，Verse 12 he says，
对信的人来说
，To those who believe，
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的。
The word of God is alive and active，
能够刺入人的心，能够感动一个人，也能够改变一个人。
It is able to penetrate the hearts of a person, able to move him and able to transform him.
这一点是我们帮助不了你们听到的人的。
This is something we cannot help the listeners.
我们尽量讲解得很清楚，尽量用各种的比喻来让你加深印象，来更容易明白。
We will try our best to put it across to you with illustrations. This is to help you to remember it.
但是却是要你真正的相信和追求和敬拜。
And, but for you to truly believe, to pursue it, and to worship,
这个道才能够造就跟感化你的。
Only the word of God can, work effectively in you.
听说英国有一个那个烟草商人到非洲去做生意。
I have heard of a story about a person from United Kingdom. He went to sell tobacco.
那么他到某一个非洲的部落。会见那个酋长。
When he came to a certain part of Africa and he met with the chieftain,
他发觉到他们的确是已经很文明、很进步了。
He realized that they have already attained a high level of civilization.
他们有会堂，他们很虔诚敬拜神。
They have their places of worship and they are worshiping God reverently.
那他知道没有生意可做了。
And he knew that.He will not have good business here.
因为他们都是很虔诚的基督徒来的。
Because they were all very godly Christians.
所以他就对这个酋长说。
And he said to the chieftain.
他说这个村在你英明的领导之下，真的进步了很多。
The village under your able leadership has made much progress.
可是很可惜，为什么你要去听那些传道人的讲道呢？
But unfortunately, why do you have to listen to the preachers?
我们英国人现在已经很聪明了。
We Britons, we are now very advanced.
我们现在都不听那些传道人在会堂讲道了。
We are already very clever, and we do not listen to the preachers speaking in the church.
享受文明的生活重要过听传道人讲道啊。
It is important to enjoy a high standard of living rather than to listen to the preachings of the preachers.
所以圣经的道理在我们英国人来说。是已经落伍的东西啊。
The word of God, the Bible is already something backward according, something that is backward for us Britons.
我们很多人都不去会堂聚会拜神了。
Many of us no longer go to the church to worship.
只有那一些老年人呐、啊，他们还念旧，偶尔会去啊。
Only those who are already old, sometimes they go back to church for the sake of, their acquaintance.
酋长就笑笑对他说
：“The chieftain smiled and said to him，
你看到那边有一个大石头吗
？Look at the great rock over there。”
那个商人说：“看啊，是啊，是一个很平滑的大石头。
”And the merchant said that, "Oh yes, it is a big and smooth rock."
你知道那是做什么用的吗
？Do you know what is that for？
那就是以前我们砍你们百人的头的地方了。
That was the place where we placed the heads of people.Whom we beheaded.
你看到那边有一个大锅吗
？Look at that big cauldron there.
那就是我们煮你们百人的肉的地方来的。
That was the place where we actually cooked the meat of you white.
如果不是这些传道人冒生命的危险来传福音给我们
，If it was not for the preachings of these evangelists who risked their life to come here，
如果不是耶稣基督的道理改变了我们。
If it was not the word of God that had transformed us,
今天你就在我们的肚子里面了。
Today you would have ended up in our stomach.
这就是你所说落后的福音。
This is what you consider the backward gospel.
可是它却改变了我们的生命，改变了我们的生活。
But it has changed our life.
但是为什么不能够改变我们呢？
But how is it that it is not able to change us?
神的道真的没有能力，没有功效吗
？Is it true that the word of God is ineffective in transforming us?
不是的
，not so.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的。
The word of God is active and it is effective.
神的道是有生命的。
The word of God is living.
可是要你用信心来去领受，来去调和。
But we have to receive it with faith.
因此，盼望我们 真的相信这是神的道，是神的大能。
And I hope that we will all believe that this is the word of God. It is the might of God.
所以保罗说，福音是神的大能，要拯救一切相信的人。
Therefore, Paul said that the gospel is the great might of God that it may deliver people.
好，那最后的一点就是要祷告，祈求圣灵的帮助。
The last point is we need to pray and receive the help from the Holy Spirit.
请看帖撒罗尼迦后书的第二章。
First Thessalonians or Second Thessalonians chapter 2,
13节
verse 13. Second Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth.
保罗最后的一点是说，我们要被圣灵感动，成为圣洁，能以得救。
The latter portion of this verse, Paul emphasized that we need to be sanctified by the Holy Spirit in order to be saved.
所以在我们信仰生活里面，我们不断要祷告，祈求圣灵的感动。
In our life of faith, we must pray unceasingly so that we will receive the help of the Holy Spirit.
因为没有圣灵的感动，单单靠我们的励志，单单靠道理的勉励是不够的。
Without the motivations of the Holy Spirit, just by our own determination and encouragement of the word is insufficient.
我相信我们常常都有这种有心无力的那种感觉。
I believe very often we feel ourselves in a state where we have the heart to do it, but our strength is lacking.
保罗也是这样啊。
This is the same for Paul.
但是他怎么得到释放呢？
But how did he receive deliverance?
在圣灵的大能里面。
He received deliverance under the great might of the Holy Spirit.
他真正得到释放了。
He was truly delivered.
因为圣灵要感动我们，成为圣洁的。
The Holy Spirit will move us and cleanse us.
所以我们看到一些人处处得圣灵的时候
，When we see people receiving the Holy Spirit initially,
他会哭。
They will weep.
他会改变。
They will be transformed.
我们想看一个这么凶，这么这大男人怎么会哭得好像一个富人家一样呢？
We may think that this aggressive man, how come he is crying like a weeping lady?
可是当圣灵感动他的时候
，When the Holy Spirit moves him,
他真的是会哭的。
He will truly be moved.
他真的是会后悔的。
He will feel regretful over his actions.
他真的会立志放弃一切的。
He will be determined and be resolved to get rid of all the bad things.
唱一首赞美诗。
When he sings the hymn,
听一个道理。
When he listens to a sermon,
我们内心会哭的。
We will also weep with him.
我们会害怕。
We will become
或者我们会得到安慰。
Or we perhaps will be comforted.
或者我们会听到，我们会低头认错。
Or when we listen, we may lower our heads in repentance.
可是很多时候我们没有这种感觉了。
But most of the time, we do not have this kind of feeling.
为什么曾经有，但是现在没有呢？
How is it that we had the feeling in the past, but not now?
因为过去我们强调跟追求圣灵的感动。
In the past, we sought after the motivations of the Holy Spirit.
我们的心门是打开的。
The door of our hearts is open.
可是今天我们的心门是关闭的。
But today, the door of the heart is closed.
我们心里面太多的东西了。
There are so many things in our heart.
就是没有一个地方让圣灵来感动我们。
There's just no more room for the Holy Spirit to move us.
甚至有时候圣灵的感动，我们也拒绝圣灵的感动了。
Sometimes, even when the Holy Spirit moves us, we reject the motivations.
圣灵的感动有两个很重要的内容。
The motivations of the Holy Spirit covers two very important aspects.
请看约翰福音的十六章
，John chapter 16.
约翰福音十六章
，John chapter 16.
第七节跟第八节
，verses 7 and 8. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Holy Spirit will not, or the Helper will not come to you.But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment.
主耶稣说他要差遣保惠师来，这个保惠师就是我们说的圣灵。
The Lord Jesus says that he will send the Helper, which is what we understand it to be the Holy Spirit.
这不是一个抽象的东西。
This is not something abstract.
而是实际存在的。
But he truly exists.
他说他来了。
When he comes,
要叫世人为罪 为义为审判自己责备自己。
He will convict the world of sin, of the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment.
所以圣灵来感动我们的一个工作一个内容啊，就是让我们自己责备自己。
One of the works of the Holy Spirit is that the Holy Spirit will enable us to repent and to feel remorseful.
让我们感觉到看得到自己的过错。
We are able to see our own faults and repent.
另外一个工作或者说另外一个内容。
The other function of the Holy Spirit.
请看十四章
Chapter 14,
26节
Verse 26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you.
这是更普遍的工作。
This is another more general function.
他说圣灵来了，他要指教我们，并且要叫我们想起主耶稣对我们所说的话。
When the Holy Spirit comes, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that the Lord had taught.
圣灵的责备并不是每一次祷告都是每一次责备你。
The rebuke of the Holy Spirit does not come to us every time we pray.
如果是这样，那我们真的是生活得很苦啊。
If we are rebuked every time we pray, then we are indeed, living very bitterly.
我们的神也不是这样喜欢整天都用圣灵来责备你的人。
And our God is not a God who will use the Holy Spirit to rebuke us every day.
那么信仰只有悲哀，哪里有喜乐呢？
Then our life of faith is a life of sorrow and not joy.
哪里有平安呢？
There is no peace.
主耶稣说我要把我的喜乐和平安赐给你的。
The Lord says that he will give us joy and peace.
如同五旬节那一天。
Just as on the day of Pentecost.
不只是门徒他们受感动。
Not only the disciples were moved.
另外的约有三千人也受感动了。
There were also 3,000 people who were moved.
他们听了道理觉得扎心。
When they heard the sermon, they were pricked in their heart.
圣灵感动他们，责备他们。
The Holy Spirit rebuked them and caused them to be pricked in their heart.
因此他们说，我们应当怎么行？
And they asked, what shall we do?
圣灵真的是责备他们了。
The Holy Spirit truly rebuked them.
我们也有这样的体验的。
We similarly have this experience.
那么在平时的生活里面，
In our daily life,
圣灵是提醒的工作。
The Holy Spirit will help us.To remember,
叫我们想起主耶稣的话。
To remember the words of the Lord Jesus.
有时候我们要软弱，有时候我们犯罪。
Sometimes we are weak, sometimes we commit sin.
或者有时候我们很伤心，很烦恼。
Sometimes we are troubled and sorrow in sorrow.
突然间我们会想起神的话。
And suddenly we will remember the word of God.
如果我们在那个时候抓住这一句话，认真的去思想。
If we are able to catch hold of this word and to ponder over it,
我们会得到帮助的。
We will.Be greatly helped.
因为圣灵就是在我们日常生活里面这样的感动我们，帮助我们。
For the Holy Spirit is helping us in this way in our daily life.
但是我们习惯了所谓圣灵的感动，一定是这个人被圣灵充满的时候啊，好像闪电啊，好像火烧啊，好像风吹啦，啊，那一种的动作。
Sometimes we assume the movement of the Holy Spirit to be what we can perceive when you feel the current running in us, when we feel a great heat or the wind blowing at us.
当然，这是一种外在的体验。
Of course, these are just physical manifestations.
让你知道圣灵的确是同在存在的。
To enable us to understand that the Holy Spirit is truly with us.
让你有一个体验。
It is just for you to experience.
可是圣灵的目的不是这样而已。
But the function of the Holy Spirit is not just confined to this.
说起来，他不需要见证他的存在，他本来就是存在的。
In actual fact, the Holy Spirit may not manifest itself to show that He exists.
他也不需要这样给你每一次这样的体验。
He does not need to allow you to have this experience.
他真正的工作是要真正感动你跟感化你。
The true function of the Holy Spirit is to move you and to transform you.
让我们真的能够为自己的过错来自责，来悔改。
So that we will be able to repent of our sins, rebuke ourselves, and
让我们能够想起主耶稣的话。
When we remember the words of God,
让我们能够保守自己。
When we preserve ourselves,
当我们伤心的时候可以得到安慰。
And in our sorrows, we will be comforted.
当我们失败的时候能够有盼望。
In our failures, we remain hopeful.
当我们被引诱的时候能够得到警醒。
When we are tempted, we will be sober and we will be warned.
这是重要的。
This is important.
可是我们却忽略了。
But this is something that we have neglected.
难怪保罗说。
the wonderful things.
我们要祈求圣灵的充满。
We must pray for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
让圣灵不断的感动我们。
So that the Holy Spirit will continually move us.
你看保罗祝福教会的时候。
Look at the blessings of Paul for the church.
他说愿主的恩惠与你们同在。
He says, the grace of the Lord be with you.
还有一句话。
And another phrase.
愿圣灵的感动也永远与你们同在。
And the moving of the Holy Spirit will be with you forever.
因为只有圣灵的不断的感动，我们才能够渐渐成为圣洁的。
Only with the continual motivations of the Holy Spirit are we able to gradually become holy.
这是宗教神秘，但是又令人家信服的地方。
This is the mysterious aspect of religion, but yet something that is so convincing.
因为如果用人的意志或者用道理的勉励可以洁净人的心啊，我们的儒家思想早就已经洁净我们的心了。
If it is merely certain teachings and certain words that can transform us, then long ago we would have adopted certain philosophies and sayings.
我们中国人有更多这一些所谓道德的教训呢。
The Chinese have a long history of such moral pain.
但是我们缺乏就是一种的力量来改变我们。
But what we lack is the strength that can transform us.
基督教里面也是一样。
This is the same in Christianity.
因此我们要祈求圣灵的感动。
We must pray for the movement of the Holy Spirit.
而这个感动只有你跟神之间，我们是帮不了你的忙的。
And this motivation is just between you and God. No one else can help you.
只有你虔诚地向神祷告。
Only when you pray with reverence.
只有你立志愿意顺从圣灵。
When you are resolved to abide by the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
神的灵会感动跟保守我们的。
The Holy Spirit will guide you and preserve you.
求主帮助。
May the Lord help us.
愿主的灵感动我们。
We pray that the Spirit of God will move us.
让我们来敬拜真神，是用一种洁净的心灵。
So that when we come to worship God, we come with a pure heart.